It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
Wrestling fans, are you ready?
You're listening to the DNA Wrestling Podcast with Adam Fornwalt and Denton Day.
What is going on, wrestling fans? Welcome to the DNA Wrestling Podcast, hot off the heels of a phenomenal WrestleMania. No pun intended if you're an AJ Styles fan. Denton Day, Adam Fornwalt here. We're going to break down WrestleMania, talk about some of the NXT call-ups this week. And we got a superstar shakeup that we're going to do a mock fantasy draft of. We got a great show, but of course, WrestleMania this weekend. We're going to start with that. 7 hours.
Seven long hours,
and we watched every single minute of it.
Yep.
It was a very, very long show, but it was a very, very good show. Some of the key highlights real quickly. Undertaker's last match. Roman Reigns essentially retired the big man. Brock Lesnar wins the Universal Championship. The Hardy Boys make a return, which you heard here last week. That was my bold prediction. They win the Raw Tag Team Championships. AJ Styles and Shane McMahon actually put on a really, really good match, probably the best match of the night. Oh, let's see what else. Women's. Naomi won the SmackDown Women's Championship. The Raw Women's Championship match kind of underperformed.
Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton kind of underperformed.
Which was by far the worst match on the main card. Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin is the worst match on the pre-show. Mojo Rawley won the Battle Royal, which was impacted by Rob Gronkowski, which I thought was awesome. What am I missing here?
Not too much. You pretty much covered everything.
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, the new United States Championship.
Neville retains.
That's basically the show right there.
There you go.
So real quickly, Adam, what was your favorite part of the biggest thrill ride of the summer or whatever it was called?
The ultimate thrill ride.
Something like that. There's too many nonsense.
My favorite part of this show was the last 5 minutes watching The Undertaker just completely captivate all of us in just slowly taking off the gear, and then his entrance was perfect because we all were wondering that long entrance ramp, how are these older guys going to get down there? Well, you have him sitting in the cat seat essentially and coming up from the ramp and then going back down to the ramp at the end. I thought that was phenomenally done by WWE. If that is his last show, if that is his last go around with WWE, they did everything that we needed for this to be able to move on. We had all the great moments. Some people would have liked for him to have won his last match and ended there. I think you need a guy like that to lose his last match.
He was never going to win his last match.
No.
Never.
Absolutely not. He needed to hang up the gear and walk away. There will never be another Undertaker ever. But he certainly has left a lasting mark on the rest of the WWE landscape. How they move on without a WrestleMania match with The Undertaker involved, I think will be very difficult. That is a gaping hole to fill left by the dead man.
Absolutely. That was a tearjerker for most fans in the audience. They'd pan around. You see grown men 30 years old with their children just weeping. Only professional wrestling makes you do that.
That's right.
Only professional wrestling.
And we really knew that more than likely that was the end for him, that this was it. There had been rumors going around. Apparently not many people knew that that could be it for him because WWE did not bill this as his last match.
Yeah, and adding on to that, he has had hip surgery, which he was planning on doing once he officially retired. So he has had hip surgery. I imagine at some point we'll get a bigger send-off for him, although I don't know if he's the type of guy that wants a big send-off like that. He's one of the only guys that has never really broken kayfabe. Now it's broken all the time. Just look at Charlotte's Instagram.
Yeah.
She breaks kayfabe like it's her job. Same with Becky Lynch. Those two are best friends, but they're heel and face.
Undertaker has no social media whatsoever.
None. Michelle McCool has Instagram.
Yes.
I think she has Twitter as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the only thing you see of Undertaker on any form of social media.
But they are completely missing out if they don't go Undertaker Kane next year in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah. I can't think of anybody else who deserves to headline next year's Hall of Fame class.
Have Kane start the show and have Undertaker end the show. I think that's the route that I would go personally. I'm sure WWE has different plans. You could put them in together for all I care. They both should go in separately, in my opinion.
You can put them in as a Brothers of Destruction and then end Kane and The Undertaker.
Yep.
It would make sense. Not in the same year, hopefully, because that would be overkill. But
he deserves it next year, no doubt.
Yeah. So we did our WrestleMania preview last week. I do not remember the results off the top of my head.
Not really. It was so, honestly, there were so many matches, Denton, I don't really think we could possibly.
I just know my bold prediction was right. That's all I know. I picked the Hardy Boys to come and win the championships, and we have a new Raw Tag Team Champion. So we'll move on here. The Raw and SmackDown after Mania also had some big moments. One, we saw the re-debut of the Hardys on WWE television. They defended their championships and won. And then he had a little bit of call-ups as well. The Revival came over to Monday Night Raw, which was a huge, huge deal, and Finn Balor returned. And then on SmackDown, the debut of Ty Dillinger and Shinsuke Nakamura. So the question is, who did it better?
Well, you also had the re-debut of Emma on Raw, and you had the re-debut of Eric Rowan on SmackDown. I can't tell you how many times.
We'll call that the return.
Yeah, the return of Harper and Rowan has essentially been going on for the past 3-4 years. They take them off TV, put them back on. Not really sure what they're doing with those guys. I think SmackDown had the better talent debut on their show, but as far as who did it better, I have to go with Raw. I think Raw did a much better job. They made Emma look strong. They had Finn come back in the main event. I don't really think they're going to tell that story of Rollins and him getting injured, but I still think they did a better job. And the Revival came out and beat the New Day, who are the longest reigning tag team champions in all of wrestling. So to me, Raw did a better job, but SmackDown got the better talent.
I think the thing with Raw is, especially for Finn Balor, everybody knew Finn Balor was coming back on Monday. That was obvious because he could have came back a couple weeks ago. He's been working house shows for about 3 weeks now. So we all knew that he was coming back. We had a hunch that Shinsuke was coming up to SmackDown.
Yep.
And we had a hunch that the Revival was going to come up, whether it be to Raw or SmackDown. Ty Dillinger, we thought, but we weren't sure.
Right.
Because you would look at the NXT card and you're like, well, there's a possibility he could stay around there. They need a top face. And then Drew McIntyre was signed. And then, okay, you know, it was possible. And then a certain somebody who is a member of the Elite and the Bullet Club has been in Orlando these past few days. I'm just saying.
I did hear about that as well.
Yeah. Adam Cole has been in Orlando. He's been taking pictures in Orlando. Granted, he was there for Supercard of Honor. It was in Florida, but it wasn't in Orlando. It was an hour away from Orlando.
Well, and
I'm just saying.
I don't know the situation of his contract.
I think it ends in May.
Okay, so that would be interesting to see what happens. He has been losing quite a bit. He dropped the title, obviously, to Christopher Daniels. He lost his match at WrestleMania weekend to Marty Scurll. So will he go and sign for NXT? That would be a huge, huge signing for them. He is a top prospect. Not a guy that you necessarily even have to send up to the main roster. You could keep him down in NXT for a couple years.
And you could put him as a babyface or a heel.
Yep.
I mean, the guy can seriously work both. And to go along with that, he had also tweeted a picture yesterday. It was a picture of himself being covered in streamers and confetti, which is what they do at Ring of Honor and at New Japan. And the caption is, well, no looking back now, which kind of makes it seem like he's leaving.
Yeah.
And he can't turn back now. And, of course, the only place to go would be WWE. But that's still a wait-and-see moment. So one of the big things that was announced on Monday Night Raw was, one, Kurt Angle is now the new Raw GM. And his first real decision-making is going to come this week when SmackDown and Raw have a superstar shakeup. Now, WWE was very vague on what exactly a superstar shakeup is, and to be completely honest, that's probably because they have no idea. We don't either. So we're going to do a mock fantasy shakeup, but because we don't really have any idea what the regulations are for this shakeup, we're kind of going to make them up as we go along. So Adam is going to be taking over Kurt Angle's position. He is going to be the general manager of Monday Night Raw. I am taking over Daniel Bryan's position. I'm going to be the general manager of Friday Night SmackDown. So here are the rules that we have made. WWE may not use these rules, but this is the ones that we have made because they haven't told us their rules. We each get 4 steals. So we're going to take 4 members of the other team's roster, or NXT, or 205 Live, if that's what you want, and we're going to take them over. You get 1 tag team. So if you want all of the New Day, you can get that, but you can't have 2. So if you want all the New Day and Cesaro, boom. If you want Cesaro and Sheamus and one of the New Day, boom, or vice versa, whatever tag team you want. And the only champions that can be moved are the U.S. Championship, and the Intercontinental Championship. And once one of those is moved, the other one has to go. So I would imagine that seems pretty self-explanatory. The top championships are not getting moved.
Women's
the mid-card championships can get moved, but they may not.
Right. Women's and tag cannot.
Women's and tag cannot, yep. But you can take tag team wrestlers and you can take women who are in that title picture.
Correct.
You just got to be a little bit smart with it.
Correct.
So because Raw is dubbed as the A show, although SmackDown is certainly right there in the mix, probably better.
Yep.
We will give you the first steal. Who do you have?
All right, and I'm going to steal Dolph Ziggler from SmackDown, coming over now to the red brand. He's been underutilized on SmackDown basically after the first 2 months. Once he was out of the title picture, really hasn't done a whole lot. He's kind of in a weird feud with Apollo Crews and some other guys on SmackDown. I think Dolph Ziggler can come over and immediately be inserted into a feud with Kevin Owens, into a feud with whoever you really want. You can bring him up to the title picture. You can put him in a tag team. Dolph Ziggler is underutilized on SmackDown. He will not be on Raw. Go with Dolph.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and steal Dolph Ziggler's girlfriend, Dana Brooke. She is.
Is that really his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were together at the Hall of Fame. They're a thing now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess he likes fake girls.
Does that surprise you at all?
No.
I'm not trying to fry Dolph Ziggler, but I'm just saying. Right now, Dana Brooke, we don't know what she is. She was a heel who kind of turned face, but we don't really know for sure because she's never on television. And because the Raw women's roster is so saturated at the top with Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, and now Emma, who are all better and higher than Dana Brooke, Dana Brooke needs a move. SmackDown has done a very good job of getting all their women on television. And with Nikki Bella gone, there's a spot open. So I will take Dana Brooke. She can be a face if that's what they want her to be. She can be a heel. Whatever they want her to be, she can do that. So I'll take Dana Brooke. And I was going to pair them with her boyfriend Dolph Ziggler, but you stole that. So sorry, Dolph.
I'm very surprised with your prediction here. I did not know that you were as high up on Dana Brooke needing a move as you were.
I'm not. It's not that I'm incredibly high up. It's just it makes more sense than anybody else. Because she does. I mean, she does have some potential. She's a hard worker. You can't take Bayley or Sasha away because they're going to go at SummerSlam. You could take Charlotte, but
that's who I would have taken. Personally.
But does SmackDown need another heel? Unless you plan on taking Alexa Bliss, which maybe you do. Alexa Bliss is the top heel right now, and do they need one? I mean, a match between Becky Lynch and Charlotte would be great, but we've kind of seen that already before. So I'll leave her there because I'm very interested to see her making a face turn taking on Nia Jax because I could see the seeds of that being planted a little bit. So I'll take Dana Brooke because she has nothing going for her, and SmackDown has done a great job of taking stars that have nothing going for them and making them stars.
Interesting move there. I'm going to go to the women's division as well with my next pick. I'm going to steal from you Becky Lynch.
Oh, there you go. Four Horsemen reunited.
Four Horsewomen reunited. Also, you need someone to feud with an Emma. And Becky Lynch coming over as a face. If you're going to eventually have a Sasha Banks turn on Bayley, you have Nia Jax probably going off against Charlotte, then you need someone to face Emma. And I think the perfect face to her heel would be a Becky Lynch.
That makes sense. I like that pick. I'm going to take my first tag team, and I'm going to steal their, unfortunately, the number one contenders for the Raw Tag Team Championship, so sorry about that. Cesaro and Sheamus, I'm taking them over to strengthen up this tag team division, and then when the eventual breakup happens, Cesaro is on SmackDown, and he could possibly make a run at the World Championship.
Yeah, and Sheamus is strong there as well, always a consistent figure. I like the move, and I don't think they're going to win on Monday.
No, I don't. The Hardy Boys have this championship for quite some time.
I would have to say at least SummerSlam.
At least, yeah.
Nice pick by you. With my pick, I'm going to steal a tag team back over to Raw. I'm going to go with American Alpha.
I was, for a small second, I thought you were going to say the Fashion Police.
No, I'm not.
I was like, don't take them. No.
I know how much you love them, and I don't think they necessarily make a huge impact by me drafting them over to Raw. So I think they stay on SmackDown. But American Alpha, to me, needs that switch, and it's weird because I feel like they were just called up and they've already become a little bit stale. So bringing them over to Raw, replacing either Enzo and Cass, who could potentially go over to SmackDown, or your pick of going over to SmackDown, Sheamus and Cesaro, I see a lot of potential in Jason Jordan as a whole, and if you eventually were to break them up, he would be the one to go over in that feud. You could put Gable in 205 Live, which would make it very interesting. I think the American Alpha would be a great addition to Raw.
For my third pick, I'm going to break up a tag team that's been a staple on Monday Night Raw for years now. I'm taking Big E Langston. I'm taking Big E over to SmackDown because I look at the title pictures, both the Intercontinental and the WWE Championship. Neither of them have a legitimate face. And Big E is funny. I mean, Big E can talk on the microphone. He's funny. He's a good worker. He has a good look. You can plug him into whether it's the Intercontinental Championship scene. You know, take that away from Dean Ambrose because Dean just hasn't been – he hasn't impressed me as a champion. Or you can put him into the WWE Championship with Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, and the possibility of AJ Styles. I think that four would work real well together no matter who has the title or whatnot. And I'd just be very interested to see some of the guys on that roster get in segments and feuds with Big E Langston. Him and The Miz would be great. Him and Shinsuke would be very entertaining. Ty Dillinger, AJ Styles, and all those guys that I mentioned before, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, that would be very interesting. So I'm going to take Big E, and I'm going to make him the star that he deserves to be.
Great pick by you. It's tough to see Big E go off of Raw. My fourth pick is very interesting because I originally wanted to go Miz here. I really did. But I feel like that would cripple the SmackDown brand. It would really hurt. I was also thinking about a guy like Apollo Crews who could also need a move. But since I'm taking Dolph Ziggler, I kind of want him to be away from Apollo Crews for a little while. It's been there, done that. So I'm going to go with a guy who I feel like could be the next opponent for Braun Strowman when he eventually does lose to Roman Reigns. And he will lose to Roman Reigns. Luke Harper is going to come over to Monday Night Raw. I feel like Luke Harper would be a nice pick to be brought over. His shtick with, you know, Bray Wyatt turning on him, Randy Orton, friends, not friends, that's long gone. Bring him over to Raw, have him feud with a Braun Strowman. When he's done, he could eventually also go into the mid-card picture. Braun Strowman, that's a guy that he could beat up but have a good feud with. Then you get the storyline of Braun Strowman was essentially Bray Wyatt's chosen one, so you're sending a Harper over to kind of fix the problem that is Braun Strowman at this point. It won't work, but I think it'd be an interesting feud. Luke Harper coming over to Raw.
See, I left my final pick. I wrote my picks down here, and I left my final one blank because I didn't know where you were going to go with your last one. The possibility of taking AJ Styles, which, in all honesty, I do think Styles is on the move. We've heard that he's going to be on the move, and the fact that he came out and shook Shane McMahon's hand kind of proves that he's likely going to be over to Monday Night Raw.
That is, there's a rumor actually that just dropped now. AJ Styles rumored to move to Raw, the New Day coming over to SmackDown.
Some of the other things in that rumor, because I was looking at that earlier today, had Roman Reigns going to SmackDown, but that has been nixed.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
So they're going to, which makes sense right now because I think they're finally turning him heel. Anyway, back to the work at hand here. So my final SmackDown callover is going to be another obvious one because there's been hints of this on Twitter for ever since the original brand split, and that's going to be Sami Zayn. Him and Braun Strowman have kind of been having this back and forth kind of feud, kind of, if you want to call it that. It hasn't really amounted to a whole lot. So moving Sami over to a place like SmackDown where he can have matches with The Miz, AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, Shinsuke Nakamura, who he tore the house down with this time last year at NXT TakeOver Dallas right before WrestleMania. It was the best match of the weekend by far. Yep.
I don't know if you mentioned The Miz or not, but that would be another good one.
Yeah, him and The Miz.
Polar opposites.
Him and Ty Dillinger. And just some of these other guys, him and Apollo Crews could work together if they want to form a tag team. I prefer to not put Sami Zayn in the tag team division because I think he's that good as a singles competitor. But putting him with these younger guys who you know can work, and SmackDown is the show of workers. It's a lot less authority figure present, more wrestling present. He just seems like a perfect fit for SmackDown.
Another rumored move to be happening, Denton, outside of the ones that we've selected, Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss flip-flopping.
Yep, I saw that. I thought about pulling the trigger there, but I decided, that one makes sense. You got one heel to the another, and then her and Becky Lynch could have great. So that's going to do it for this week of the DNA Wrestling Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Denton_Day, at Real_AdamF, and at DNA Wrestling Pod. We'll be back next week with a recap of the shakeup.